During Memorial Day at Lowe's, shop household must-haves for less. Save $80 on a Charbroil Performance Series 4-Burner Grill to chef up something special. Plus, get up to 45% off select major appliances to keep things fresh. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 5/27 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take 5 before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Less chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Lots of places can accidentally expose you to identity theft. Doctor's offices, online retailers, insurance companies. The list goes on. Thankfully, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. LifeLock keeps an eye on your personal information, credit applications, finances, and more. And if they find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, they alert you right away. All through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Even better, alerts are automatically activated the moment you become a LifeLock member. No extra work on your part. Get the alerts that could make all the difference. Don't wait. Join LifeLock now. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 30% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 30% off. Terms apply.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, has a protective female spirit been watching out over her for her entire life? And could it be her grandmother?
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
We like those real ghost stories. And if you got one, share it with us. If you want to leave us a voicemail, call 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. And if you'd like to be a premium subscriber, you get advanced episodes, access to the archive, all without commercials. Sign up today through Apple Podcasts, where you can try it 3 days free, or you could sign up today through patreon.com/realghoststories or go to ghostpodcast.com. I'm Carol Hughes, and Kathy Gordon's here today.
Well, the answer is yes and yes. Let's go to the next episode.
Okay, so.
You asked me if it's a protective female spirit that's been watching her whole life. Is that possible? Yes.
I think it's grandma.
Your grandmother? Yes. Okay.
I'm with you. With this story, I haven't even heard it. I'm going to tell you before I even start the story. I do think it's her grandmother. I do think it's a protective spirit who's been watching out for her whole life. Agreed. But I have one too.
But I don't know who it is, or I don't know. I don't even know that there has to be a who.
And I've never really felt, because Kathy and I have never really known our dad's side of the family at all. And so our grandparents, our grandmother, and that side of the family was gone before we were born. And then his dad died when we were young. Mm-hmm. And then our maternal grandfather died when we were young. So we had one grandma, one great-grandma that we really knew. Mm-hmm. And I can't say that I've ever really felt that maternal grandmother feeling around me since she's been gone.
No, I wouldn't say that. But I would definitely say that I have some sort of protective spirit. It's a man.
Yeah.
At least that's the voice I hear, is a man, kind of middle-aged man. And I've always heard that.
But I would love to feel our grandmother around. That would be awesome.
But I don't know that it has to be a relative. Maybe they come back and do that. But, you know, maybe it's God.
I don't know.
You know, maybe it's some sort of, you know, protective spirit sent from the universe. Or
but
just,
I also do think it could be a grandmother.
Could be. I'm not saying it's not.
So here's the story. It says, I'm just going to jump right into this. I have had strange, unexplainable things happen my entire life, so I guess I would say I'm sensitive, though part of me is still skeptical about that. From now, I've read this story. I think she probably is sensitive. From dreams that seemed eerily true to just knowing things I shouldn't, and sometimes seeing people who weren't supposed to be there. Disclaimer, I have seen doctors without medical or psychiatric conditions that could cause this. So when I was young, around 4 or 5 years old, I used to see a recurrent face of a woman who would usually appear when I was upset about something. I didn't have the easiest childhood, to put it simply. She tended to appear in places like a shadow, running water in the sink, or out of the corner of my eye. Always the same face and warm hazel eyes, but never as clear as a photo or a real person. Being an imaginative little kid, I created an identity for her and used to imagine she was watching over me like an imaginary friend. I wasn't from a very religious family at all, but I used to think of her as Mother Mary because she gave me the sense of a motherly figure with long hair or a hood like the images you commonly see of Mary. Sometimes I would wake up to the feeling of someone's hand on my forehead and I'd open my eyes and there would be no one there. I remember distinctly one time I felt a hand on my head and I reached up and pushed it away and actually felt a solid arm under my hand. I think I told my family about it, but I was always writing stories and they probably thought nothing of it. Sometimes I would awake from a nightmare, which I often had, to a soft voice singing, and I would feel instantly calm and safe. That's kind of beautiful, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like waking up to something terrifying and then you hear something that just calms you down.
Mm-hmm.
As I grew older, I started realizing it wasn't normal. So I didn't tell anyone about it anymore, and the occurrences were becoming more and more rare, so I didn't think about it for a long time. When I was around 13 years old, I had just started high school and was going through some difficult times socially and having a lot of changes in my home life. My bedroom was in the basement of our home, and I was spending a lot of time in there alone with my music and books, as angsty teens do. And one evening, I was particularly upset about being bullied at school all week. I had basically locked myself away in my bedroom all weekend, not eating, not sleeping, and feeling pretty seriously depressed. I was reading in bed, trying to distract myself, when I felt this intense feeling of calm wash over me. I can't really explain it, but it was like suddenly the sun breaking through the clouds. It was just the most amazing feeling, the same one I used to get as a child. For some reason, I looked up toward the doorway of my bedroom and I saw a woman standing there, turned a little away. She was taller than me, wearing a very plain t-shirt style red dress or nightgown, had long brown hair, and I thought for a second it was my sister or my grandmother who we lived with. So I turned back to my book, not really thinking much of it, but then I had the urge to look back and she was gone. It seemed so strange that someone could disappear so fast and silently. So I ran upstairs, saw my grandmother, who was shorter than me for the record, sitting on the phone in the living room. I asked her if she'd been downstairs and she said no. So I asked where my sister was and she told me she was still at a friend's house. I couldn't explain it at all. I just told her I thought I heard someone come into my room and I brushed it off. The next clear encounter I had with her was a few years later. I found a community online for amateur psychics who would do free readings for practice over a microphone or webcam. So being curious and intrigued, I turned on my camera and I was talking to this girl who agreed to give me a reading about my unrequited young love, aka crush on an older boy, when all of a sudden she said, "Who is the woman in red?" My heart actually skipped and I asked her, "Which woman?" And she replied, "There's a woman standing over your right shoulder. She's protecting you and I can't see anything else or connect to you because she won't let me. But you shouldn't be afraid of her." She wouldn't tell me anymore because she said she was starting to feel sick, like the woman was bouncing her energy back, and I felt really shaken after that. But I tried to take her advice. In college, I was talking to a new friend who was extremely into aura readings and alternative type stuff. I was an M, a little skeptical of that too, but she told me I had a soft violet aura with a ring of blue fading to white, but it's very clouded by red. She told me that sometimes someone close to you in your life can influence your aura in a good or bad way. I don't know much about it, but I thought it was weird that she saw red. It reminded me of the psychic. Years after that, when I was trying for a baby and having some problems, I consulted a psychic again, and this time in a chat room. Again, a totally different person told me she couldn't connect because someone or something was blocking, like an impenetrable wall. So I took it that I was not meant to know and never tried again. The next time I felt that same peaceful feeling was during my very difficult labor with my son, right when my heart rate was dropping. I felt a cold hand on my forehead and one squeezing my hand and a sudden rush of energy and calm. I opened my eyes and the nurse was across the room paging the doctor in a panic, and there was no one beside me. My son ended up being born totally healthy and I recovered too. I finally talked to my grandmother about the woman a few years back and she was shocked. She told me the description sounded exactly like her mother, who died when she was young, down to her height, eye color, and hair color. We don't even have any pictures of her, sadly, and she said she remembered her wearing a plain red house dress often. I can't be sure that's who I was seeing, but I like to think that maybe it is my great-grandmother watching over me. I have some other creepier experiences, which I might share at another time. So I'll stop here. Thank you for everything you do. For those of us with stories to share, I love hearing about others' experiences. That's from Kate. I mean, it could be any woman, but I think it's interesting that she shared the story finally with her own grandmother, and she recognized her mother in it.
I'm going to go with the great-grandmother. There seems to be enough evidence here. We got the woman that was doing a psychic reading, who's the woman standing in red behind you, you know, and there's an aura of red. She saw the woman in red.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think so. Yeah, I think so.
Because it does seem to be like there's someone in her life watching out for her.
Mm-hmm. When she really needs somebody.
Yeah, like when she was in labor, and it sounds like this was a very serious situation.
Mm-hmm.
And then to feel someone holding your hand and there's nobody there, and then you feel that calm again.
Mm-hmm. Or how about when you're so depressed as a teenager?
Which we all have been through that.
And it's awful. So I think, yeah, I think it's, for some reason or another, this great-grandmother has taken over this protective, spirit.
Yeah.
Being around her. I say, enjoy it.
And maybe the great-grandmother can watch after her own son as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I like that idea.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, let's go to a caller. Let me find it here, Kathy.
Hi there. This is Rory from Utah again. I did call in once to kind of explain a story, but I have an even shorter one that I think is actually pretty funny and upbeat. But like I said on my last call, I was pretty sensitive, and I don't feel like I am anymore, mainly because I purposely have closed myself off to that. I don't feel like I'm ready for that. But one thing that I for sure am always open to is my grandma. And my grandma died the year my sister was born, which was in 2006. And so whenever I see my grandma, I picture her as like this 40-year-old woman, because that's kind of the last image I saw of her before she died. And my mom pictures her as this old lady. So we basically see two different people, but it's the same person in our house at the time. And what I think is really funny is my grandma, we like to think of as my sister Kate's guardian angel, because whenever we're by Kate, we sometimes smell my grandma's scent, or she sometimes does the same stuff my grandma used to do. And one thing my mom really hooked on telling us as kids is grandma's a prankster. You know, grandma will like think she's funny and she'll want to scare you. because that's what apparently she's done to my mom. And looking back, my grandma is totally that type of person. She was the old lady that would slash you just for fun. She was the old lady that would scare you in the bathroom if the door was unlocked. She was that type of person. And it used to happen a lot more when I was actually like living in the same room as my sister. But one day I was taking a shower and I was obviously singing in the shower because what teenage girl doesn't do that? And I heard the bathroom faucet turn on, the sink faucet turn on. And I'm in the shower. I'm like, why would it turn on? So I actually look out of the shower curtains and it is on. So I hop out, quickly turn it off, hop back in because I just thought I left it on. And I just barely realized that. And then I started to smell like this soft smell of vanilla, which my mom always said smelled like my grandma. And so I was like, oh, I guess grandma's here. So I said, hi, like, hi, grandma. And then the smell stopped and I kind of felt weird. So I turned around and my shower curtains flew open, scared the living shit out of me. I was freaking out. I grabbed something to use it in my defense because my shower curtains just flung open on me naked. And I was like, oh my God, I cannot believe that just happened. So I quickly run downstairs to my mom, have a towel covering me. I'm like, mom, my freaking shower curtains just opened. Like, I think someone might be in the house. Like, I'm actually worrying. And she goes, oh my gosh, my mom used to do that to me all the time growing up. And I was like, mom, like, I did smell like that warm smell of vanilla and some lavender. And my mom was like, you shouldn't be worried. That was just your grandma playing a prank on you. And now, like, a few times a month, I'll see just my grandma out of the corner of my eye just sneak out from the corner, pop her head out from around the couch or something like that. And it surprisingly is always with my sister. And so that's the only thing I'm open to right now because I just don't feel like I could handle it as a type of cool person that can do that. But I just thought I'd come in and say that funny story because truly I'm only open to her and I hope she truly knows that. But thank you guys so much.
So that's funny. This is funny in two ways because the story right before that was about a grandmother who is like a protective person. And the story after this one also has a shower.
Well, it's also weirder than that because both of them, the one that was written first was from Kate. And the second one, they said, we think she's with our sister, Kate.
That's so weird.
Like,
And the next story coming up has to do with a shower, the same sort of thing.
Yeah. I thought that was funny, too. I was like,
I don't even plan that. It wasn't like, this will be funny.
I think the thing in this story that I think is the giveaway is that smell.
Yeah, me too. Agreed.
You know, when that happens and you smell somebody, it's a very, very sharp feeling. You know, you just, and, you know, she immediately said, hey, grandma, you know, she said hi to her.
Now,
while she was in the shower.
But she was in the shower when the curtain blew up, right?
Right.
Because that is such a vulnerable situation. Like, come on, grandma, there's a lot of other pranks you could play on me, but that's not really very funny.
Well, and the mom said, oh, yeah, she used to do that to me, too.
And the fact that both have experiences with her, I think is interesting. But I love that they both see her at different points in her life.
And I thought that was kind of funny.
But I kind of think,
you know,
because my memory of our grandmother would be probably somewhat different than our mother's memory. And so maybe the grandmother, you know, her mom comes to her. It's my grandma. Would come to me.
Yeah.
So
it's definitely going to be different than our mom, what our mom would remember.
Oh my God.
Our mom has Scottish Alzheimer's. She only remembers the grudges.
Oh my God. It's so funny. She remembers the grudges and all of the horrible things. Like, she doesn't have, like, remember that one time we took that picnic? Wasn't that a great day? Not our mom.
No, not our mom.
Remember when we tried to take the picnic and the rain? Oh, my God. And then the thunder hit, the lightning hit the car.
It's like, hey, you guys, we have Scottish descendants, so we get to say that joke.
No, but it is so true with our mother. She gets along best with the people who get along worse with everybody else.
That's right.
It's kind of interesting. So I 100% think it's grandma and mom.
I do too. I'm with you.
That's funny. Yeah. Okay, so on to another story about a shower now.
Another shower story?
Yeah, this is funny. So this is happened in the shower. So when I was in ninth grade, we moved into a house across the street from the high school I attended. Everything seemed relatively normal until my junior year. One morning, I woke up extra early to get ready for homecoming week, and as soon as I walked down the hallway, I felt strange. I felt like something was off. The bathroom light was on, which was weird, but I just brushed it off. I'm super paranoid anyway and have always locked the bathroom door when I shower. During my shower, I started hearing noises in the hallway. I looked out behind the shower curtain, and I could see the doorknob turning like someone was trying to open the door. And we have heard so many shower stories just like this. They're in the shower. They hear somebody outside walking down the hallway trying to open a door. Because I think you're just so vulnerable at that moment.
I do too.
I stood there frozen for a few minutes before it stopped. When it stopped, I could hear a very large man walking down the hallway towards our living room. Now, our house is carpeted everywhere except the bathroom and the kitchen, and the footsteps were so loud I could hear them while I was standing in the shower. I could actually hear what I could only explain as his slash her slash its shoulders brushing up against the wall as it walked, which is a very odd thing to hear. I immediately thought, oh my gosh, someone has broken into our house and is going to murder me and my family. I would think the same thing. I stood frozen in the shower until the water ran cold. I stepped out of the shower, let the water keep running, and my only thought was maybe he would think I was still in the shower and would leave. I walked over to the door and I listened to see if I could hear anything. I was so afraid when I touched the door with my hand. It rattled because my hands were shaking so badly. When I put my ear to the door, I could hear breathing on the other side like someone was standing in front of the door. I sat on the edge of the bathtub silent for like 20 minutes. My plan was as soon as I heard my mother's alarm clock go off, I would listen to see if I heard her walk out of her bedroom and grab her, pull her into the bathroom, and that's exactly what I did. I grabbed her, pulled her in, and started hysterically crying, telling her someone was in the house. And she just brushed me off and walked the whole house, checking all... She didn't really brush her off because she did check the whole house, checking all the locks and windows, as I sat on the edge of my bed crying. She thought I imagined the whole thing until about 3 months later when the same thing happened to her. She said she saw the doorknob turning and heard someone walking up and down the hallway and thought it was an intruder. After those incidents, we would hear footsteps a lot, and I even had another experience where it felt like someone lay down on the bed beside me. That's from April. That is really crazy that the same thing happened to her mom.
Oh.
Which is, it's validating, but in a super creepy way, because is that something you really want validated? Because if 3 months goes by and it hasn't happened, you kind of convince yourself maybe it never happened, or maybe someone did get in and they got back out. But now you would feel all vulnerable.
Yeah. And so the same thing happened to her mom.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder how her mom responded. Like, did she finally get up did she just wait? Did she call somebody? You know what I mean? I'm trying to think how I would respond to this. Because if you're really hearing something, your thought is someone's in our home.
Yeah.
Right?
I would.
And
I would have to go look because, you know, living by myself, there's times that things have happened. Like that one time when my cat turned on my whole house fan and it sounded like my house was getting ready to take off. Like it was loud, weird. I didn't know what it was because I'd never heard it before. And I'm assuming the cat turned it on. I have convinced myself that nothing else could have happened. It was not paranormal. But I live by myself. I had to get up and investigate it, you know? And so if you're home and you're in a shower and you hear something, you got to go see.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what else you do. Okay, so we've got options.
911.
Right? That it's, you know, something paranormal happening in the house. It's weird because it almost doesn't sound paranormal. I mean, I guess it could be.
But she's hearing footsteps when there's carpeting.
Footsteps, as if somebody's brushed up against a wall. She's hearing breathing on the other side of the door.
And after that, hearing footsteps a lot. And then mm-hmm. she felt someone lay down in bed with her.
They couldn't possibly be really having someone in the house, could they?
I'm thinking it's paranormal.
I mean, you know, you hear about these really weird situations where somebody's living in the attic.
Oh, yeah, I have heard of that. That is creepier than, like, a demonic entity.
I know, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's like, real. I'm always more worried about the real one than I am the
like
paranormal.
The fact that somebody's been living in your attic and could be spying on you and all that.
Well, yeah, and sat on the bed next to you.
Because I heard a story like that, and it was this girl had broke up with her boyfriend, and she was living in her house with her family, and he started living in the attic, and nobody knew it. And it had been going on for a long time.
So weird.
So that's like, he needs psychiatric help. Like, oh, move yeah. on.
I mean, seriously. But it's weird. I mean, I've had it happen to me where I've been in the bathroom and the door, like I go to open the door and the door handle starts rattling back and forth. And I can't open the door. It's like somebody's pulling on the mm-hmm. other side to keep it shut while I'm trying to pull it open.
Yeah,
and then it just lets go.
That house we lived in as kids, that would do that.
Mm-hmm, it would do that.
The one haunted bathroom that nobody liked mm-hmm. to go into.
Our haunted bathroom. It never happened to me in the downstairs bathroom, just the upstairs bathroom. And so, I mean, yeah, it could definitely be paranormal. I would almost rather it was that than that they have some weird guy.
So say it in a nice way. Like, hey, April, you just have a ghost. No big deal. Learn to live with it.
It's only a ghost.
It's only a ghost. So when you hear the footsteps, just know it's not a serial killer and you'll be fine.
That's right.
It's not trying to hurt you yet.
Yeah. And I mean, like, at least in the last story, it was grandma, you know.
Right. And like, this is like a heavy man's footsteps.
Yeah. So,
I don't know. That's all I got. It's paranormal. I don't have anything else for that one.
Well, let's stick with it. Yeah.
So if you have a real ghost story, share it with us. If you want to leave us a voicemail, it's 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. Become a premium subscriber if you'd like. No commercials, advanced episodes, access to the complete archive. You can try it for 3 days if you sign up through Apple Podcasts or go to patreon.com/realghoststories. Or ghostpodcast.com. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you very much for listening.
Lots of places can accidentally expose you to identity theft. Doctor's offices, online retailers, insurance companies, the list goes on. Thankfully, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. LifeLock keeps an eye on your personal information, credit applications, finances, and more. And if they find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, they alert you right away. All through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Even better, alerts are automatically activated the moment you become a LifeLock member. No extra work on your part. Get the alerts that could make all the difference. Don't wait. Join LifeLock now. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 30% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 30% off. Terms apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Lots of places can accidentally expose you to identity theft. Doctor's offices, online retailers, insurance companies, the list goes on. Thankfully, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. LifeLock keeps an eye on your personal information, credit applications, finances, and more. And if they find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, they alert you right away. All through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Even better, alerts are automatically activated the moment you become a LifeLock member. No extra work on your part. Get the alerts that could make all the difference. Don't wait. Join LifeLock now. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 30% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 30% off. Terms apply.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
Lots of places can accidentally expose you to identity theft. Doctor's offices, online retailers, insurance companies, the list goes on. Thankfully, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. LifeLock keeps an eye on your personal information, credit applications, finances, and more. And if they find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, they alert you right away. All through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Even better, alerts are automatically activated the moment you become a LifeLock member. No extra work on your part. Get the alerts that could make all the difference. Don't wait. Join LifeLock now. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 30% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 30% off. Terms apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Lots of places can accidentally expose you to identity theft. Doctor's offices, online retailers, insurance companies, the list goes on. Thankfully, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. LifeLock keeps an eye on your personal information, credit applications, finances, and more. And if they find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, they alert you right away. All through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Even better, alerts are automatically activated the moment you become a LifeLock member. No extra work on your part. Get the alerts that could make all the difference. Don't wait. Join LifeLock now. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 30% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 30% off. Terms apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Lots of places can accidentally expose you to identity theft. Doctor's offices, online retailers, insurance companies. The list goes on. Thankfully, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. LifeLock keeps an eye on your personal information, credit applications, finances, and more. And if they find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, they alert you right away. All through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Even better, alerts are automatically activated the moment you become a LifeLock member. No extra work on your part. Get the alerts that could make all the difference. Don't wait. Join LifeLock now. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 30% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 30% off. Terms apply.
What's up, Foos? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Lots of places can accidentally expose you to identity theft. Doctor's offices, online retailers, insurance companies, the list goes on. Thankfully, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. LifeLock keeps an eye on your personal information, credit applications, finances, and more. And if they find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, they alert you right away. All through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Even better, alerts are automatically activated the moment you become a LifeLock member. No extra work on your part. Get the alerts that could make all the difference. Don't wait. Join LifeLock now. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 30% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 30% off. Terms apply.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Lots of places can accidentally expose you to identity theft. Doctor's offices, online retailers, insurance companies. The list goes on. Thankfully, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. LifeLock keeps an eye on your personal information, credit applications, finances, and more. And if they find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, they alert you right away. All through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Even better, alerts are automatically activated the moment you become a LifeLock member. No extra work on your part. Get the alerts that could make all the difference. Don't wait. Join LifeLock now. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 30% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 30% off. Terms apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T&Cs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Lots of places can accidentally expose you to identity theft. Doctor's offices, online retailers, insurance companies, the list goes on. Thankfully, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. LifeLock keeps an eye on your personal information, credit applications, finances, and more. And if they find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, they alert you right away. All through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Even better, alerts are automatically activated the moment you become a LifeLock member. No extra work on your part. Get the alerts that could make all the difference. Don't wait. Join LifeLock now. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 30% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 30% off. Terms apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T&Cs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 30% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take 5 before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNCs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.